Hey, welcome to the Sidebar. This is season four. This season, I'm going to be talking mostly about fitness and about anything else that comes to mind. Hope you guys tune in, hope you guys share, and I hope it's a blessing to you.
Hey, what's up, family? I am on the road driving. Hope the audio is good. I'm using my Bluetooth. Wanted to come and say first, happy Friday, man. It is September. My watch is showing the map. September 17th. It's a Friday. I am on the road headed to Kernersville, North Carolina, which is in between Winston-Salem and Greensboro, for my job. Got up this morning at 3 a.m. That's right, 3 a.m. Got dressed and went to the gym. Went to the gym and worked out. Had a really good chest and tricep workout. Really good pump. But actually, before I did that, let's back up. When I first got up, got dressed, went downstairs, and I did today's circuit. So in this program that we're doing, Monday, Wednesday, Friday is a certain kind of workout. And so I did Friday's workout first before I went to the gym. Then when I was finished with that workout, because again, is another reason why I love this program and why you should do it. They release a demo the day before. So people that can't catch the live because they have to do, they want to work out before the live airs, you can work out with the demo. All you have to do is just, when it's finished playing, just rewind and play it again so you can get your reps in. And that's what I did this morning. First time I've done it, wasn't bad at all. Actually, I kind of sped it up a little bit. They gave, I don't know how many minutes rest was today, but I just gave myself a 1 minute rest instead of 2 minutes and was able to knock it out pretty quick. Then I went to the gym, got that good chest and tri workout in. Then I went home, finished packing, and I am on the road, probably about 30 minutes out. And I was like, ugh, I got to get my anchor, sidebar episode in, man. And it seems like this week the theme has been adjust and shift just because of what's going on in my life. And that's just kind of what I want this podcast to be about, is just my day to day, because somebody can relate, you know. You might not relate to every single thing that I go through or I do, but somebody can relate to having a busy schedule or having a monkey wrench thrown in your schedule. You know, what I did today, some people have to do that every day, or what I did yesterday, and you know, all that kind of stuff. So hopefully it will be a help to you. Just hearing about it. Sometimes you just need to, you know, a lot of times we know the answer, but sometimes it takes somebody else saying it in order for it to kick in. And I don't know why. I don't know why. Just like, you know, with this program, I know that if I eat chicken breasts, broccoli, you know, I'm going to be healthy. I know that. I know if I work out 5 to 6 times a week, I'm going to be healthy. I know that too. You know, like, I know the answer, but it takes somebody. In this case, I call him the genius. That's my new nickname for Jeff. Jeff the genius. He's like we're the Wu-Tang. He's the genius. It takes the genius to put it together in a way that not only gets you to do what you need to do, but also holds you accountable. And it also, it keeps you from messing up, you know? So shout out to Jeff Witherspoon, the genius, founder, creator, CEO of E2M. But yeah, a lot of times we know the answer. We know what we need to do. We just have to hear from somebody else. Even let's say you go to church. We all have the same book. We're all reading the same book. And a lot of times we know the the application and the, you know, we know what we're supposed to do. But it takes hearing it from a pastor, from a preacher. Or if you're not, you know, I have to understand that Sidebar is not my bar podcast, Biblical Reform, which is all, you know, Christianity, whatever, all spiritual. But if that's not you and you're listening, same thing with a motivational speaker or motivational videos, which I love motivational videos. I think there's a page called Goldcast. I think that's the name of it on Instagram. I mean, on Facebook and YouTube. And they pretty much go through a lot of successful people and either tell their story or to give them an opportunity to kind of express, you know, what they, how they were, how they became successful. And it's always really cool, always inspiring to me, you know. But a lot of things that they say, I already know. It's no secret. Like, I made a post today about a lot of people, you know, fail because they give up, you know, right before they're about to be successful. I know that. But that, I mean, that rang a bell today, you know. It was like, hey, don't give up. Success is around the corner. And it's always the unseen. That's what gets us, the unseen. Because even with this program, you know, I just went into a shell, and I was just like, I'm about to beast. You know, I ain't getting on the scale. I'm not measuring nothing. You know, I'm just going to go. And it feels like, I know it's not the case, but it feels like I woke up one morning and was skinny. We're not skinny. You know what? I'm tired of people calling me skinny. I wasn't skinny. I'm not skinny. I just lost weight. But I got a segment today. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But anyway, but because I was so tunnel vision and zoned in, you know, and then when I finally just took time to look at the work I've done, you know, it was right there. You know, if I'd have gave up because I wasn't seeing nothing right away, you know, I could have missed out on the results that I was chasing. So right here, we're going to transition to a new segment I called Fit Shaming Chronicles. That's right. We heard of fat shaming is a thing. Much respect to those that are dealing with obesity and people are being rude about it. Big, you know, big prayer, big salute to y'all. No shade on y'all. You know, nobody shouldn't shame anybody. We all guilty of something. But there is a thing called fit shaming. And I have been a victim of it. And we're going to talk about that in the next section, Fit Shaming Chronicles. So hold tight and we'll go to that. All right, welcome to Fit Shaming Chronicles. So, Fit Shaming Chronicles, like I said, it is a thing. And, you know, I didn't experience it until I came fit. So on today's Fit Shaming Chronicles, I want to tell you about people that will tell you something about yourself that you didn't ask. Yeah, they'll do it. I mean, I'm sure you know. So whenever I had the puffy face, whenever I had the belly, you know, whenever I, you know, was getting out of breath, whenever the doctor told me my blood pressure was high, nobody said, hey, Dwayne, I liked you better when you were slim, or I liked you better when you were, you know, more fit, or I liked you better when you, you know, had your high school body. Nobody said that. But soon as I cut some weight, get in good shape, do two rounds of the program on my proud day of showing my results from round two, a family member reached out, was like, you look better at 200 pounds. Oh, I mean, no, I'm sorry. So let me back up. Let me get some context. My bad. It's on me. Communication. So on the end of the program, you do your before and after. My before picture, I was weighing 215. My after picture, I was weighing 200. That's how much I lost in the second round. I was out for 2 weeks with COVID. Not an excuse. Just letting you know the reason why I didn't kill. But anyway, lost 15 pounds. Family member said, huh, you look better at 215. And like, it took me a minute. I didn't know what I wanted to say. Y'all know I'm funny. I'm witty. I like to be sharp sometimes, you know. And it's family, real close. I mean, talking about like close family. And I didn't know what to say. I was stunned for a moment because I'm like, you know, I look better at 215. First of all, like why do I, like, I can't even put it into words now. Like, I don't know, like, why do I care what you think I look better at? I don't know. Like, I was dumbfounded. And I love this guy. And even if you're listening, fam, I love you. But when you did that, I was like, bro, like, why? Like, why even say that, you know? Like that's what I don't get, you know, social media, you know, like when people comment and stuff, you know, like why take time to type that out, you know? But he did. I love him still love him. No love lost, but that's fit shaming. That is making someone feel uncomfortable about being fit. I think my response finally was, I may get back up to 215 once I finish my shred and start building, which is all true. I'm trying to get to a certain look for my shred. Once I get there, then I may start building up some more muscle, which I'm actually in the process of kind of build the muscle building stage as I continue to shred and weight. So all true, but that happens, y'all, man. So that is today's Fit Shaming Chronicles. If you have a Fit Shaming Chronicle you want me to talk about, please let me know. Hit me in the inbox, shoot me a message, DM, PM, however you want to, and I will share your Fit Shaming Chronicles with the world if you like me to, because we got to stop fit shaming for sure. Hey, man, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, man. I'm about to be out. Y'all have a great weekend. I'm going to miss y'all. We'll be back on Monday with another episode. And, man, if you're an E2M member listening to this message, I might have a surprise for you tomorrow. I'll just leave it at that. Y'all have a blessing.
Thank you for listening to The Sidebar. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it blessed you in some kind of way. And make sure you leave a review, 5-star review, as well as let somebody know about the podcast. Also, The Sidebar is just a sidebar. So there's an original bar at thebarpodcast.com. Make sure you click on all the tabs there and explore and hear not just our podcast, but all the other podcasts that are in the network. God bless you guys, and we'll see you next time on The Sidebar.